Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first weekend of August. A little over a month has passed since my arrival in my hometown. August is a festival month in Japan, and in my hometown as well, the famous annual Tanabata Festival started this weekend. For 3 days, many local shopfronts in the city center will hang gorgeous traditional decorations from the ceiling outside. People can enjoy shopping through the thick forest of these traditional decorations. The night before the first day of this festival, there was a firework in the city center. Due to the COVID, 3 years went by without this festival, so this year's firework held a special weight in people's hearts. I went to see the firework with my parents after probably more than 10 years, and as I sat on the grass looking up at the bright fireworks in the sky, eating my mother's handmade food, many old memories came back to me. It's so important for a community to have this kind of annual festivals where people can all come together and share the moment. What local event do you look forward to each year? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from the time when I was 5 years old and lived in a neighborhood not too far from the place where we watched the firework this weekend. It is a story about a weekly family routine that I used to look forward to. When you are little, you just follow the routines your parents have made for you. But even then, you are constantly observing something new using your imagination. I wonder what memory will be brought to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Library visits and a girl's wonder. I am 5 in this memory. On weekends, there is something I look forward to, a library visit. There is a public library not far from our home, and my mother takes me and my brother there once a week. Sometimes, my father also joins us. The library is about a 5-minute drive away. After leaving the gate of a community of tiny, half-dilapidated apartments, we pass by the post office, drive down the hill, pass the art gallery, then cross a river. Right after the bridge, half hidden in woods, stands our library. Its tiny, one-story building is old and dilapidated, just like our home. Once inside, my father takes the right, heading to the adult section, and the rest of us turn to the left, toward the children's book section. Then I leave my mother and brother to start my own exploration. There is a bookshelf by the window that carries many books designed for children of my age. They are storybooks with some pictures, but not exactly picture books, because they have more words. Since I know how to read, and I love to explore a longer story than what a picture book can offer, these books are perfect for me. Recently, I am into the Thomas and the Tank Engine series. Earlier, I used to read their picture book version, but now I have switched to their storybook version.
Each book has more words and less illustrations, which means more interesting details are described in words. While I stand by the window, absorbed in the book, my mother and brother choose a few picture story shows and several picture books, including my brother's favorite Nontan series. After a while, they come to find me. "Sweetie," my mother calls me, receiving my books in her arms. "While I check out these, can you go and find Daddy, please?" This week's library visit is coming to an end. I dash to the other side of the library, from the noisy side to a more quiet, serious part of the building. The bookshelves tower over me, and the smell of books tingle my nose. I look for my father between the shelves, and before long, I spot a familiar figure. "Daddy!" I almost shout, forgetting that this is a serious section of the library. "Mummy said we are going home." In the brief moment before my father collects all his chosen books in his hands, I pick up a random book from the shelf and flip through the pages. Though I have gotten good at reading, this is something else. Words are dense on each page, and not even a single picture can be found. "So, Daddy, who reads this book?" I ask my father, my face frowned. "Is this really fun to read?" My father laughs before telling me to put the book back into the shelf and heading to the checkout counter with his books. As I follow him to the center of the building, to the neutral place between the noisy section and the serious section of this library, a sense of wonder fills my heart. I don't think I will ever pick up those dense, pictureless books, that I will ever belong to this serious section of the library, not that I will ever want it. But still, knowing that a whole new world exists outside of my world appeals to my adventurous spirit, and I like that.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.